Seattle's rapid population growth has posed a problem for housing. The solution from city lawmakers is to rezone most of Seattle to make for a taller, denser city. And they're getting the process started in the University District, as KUOW's Paige Browning explains.
Early this year, the City Council will rezone the University District, a neighborhood that's getting a new light rail station in 2021. The rulemaking is happening under Councilmember Rob Johnson's watch. He chairs the Land Use Committee. Johnson explains the U District is going to look different.
Around the light rail station, it looks like taller buildings, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 or 300 feet tall. As you taper away from the light rail station, those buildings get smaller and smaller until you get out to the single-family neighborhoods.
Critics, like the Seattle Displacement Coalition, contend that hundreds of existing affordable units would be demolished. But Johnson estimates it will produce up to 900 affordable units and as many as 5,000 new households total. He says lawmakers can't ignore the fact that Seattle needs more housing.
The Capitol Hill that my great-great-grandmother moved to in the late 1800s is very different than the Capitol Hill of today. A lot of the folks that I talk to that have concerns about the changes, in the next breath, talk to me about how difficult it is for their friends, family, to be able to afford to stay in the neighborhood. So I see that as a critical choice that we have to make.
U District changes have been in the works for 5 years. Johnson expects they make a final vote by the end of February. The council will rezone other neighborhoods after that. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.